Welcome to this deep dive.
All about optimizing your home office
You're looking to take your workspace,
to the next level in terms of productivity.
comfort, and style
And the material you've shared,
is fantastic.
the great collection of resources,
And it sounds like you're ready to really fine-tune.
your setup.
Exactly.
And get this.
One of the articles even mentions the impact of
Light bulb color on focus.
it dives into how even
Small tweaks to your environment.
can make a difference.
That's a fascinating point.
And it speaks to the often overlooked connection
Between our surroundings.
and our cognitive performance.
So let's start with location.
I know you're a big believer in having a dedicated workspace.
Even if you don't have a whole room to spare,
Absolutely.
having a designated work zone
Even if it's just a corner of your living room,
can be incredibly powerful.
it's about sending a signal to your brain that
When you're in this space,
it's time to focus
it's like creating a mental boundary,
between work and personal life.
which can be tough when you're working from home.
And speaking of location,
A lot of the material you shared.
emphasizes the importance of natural light.
Natural light is more than just aesthetically pleasing.
It plays a crucial role in regulating our circadian rhythms,
Those internal clocks that govern our.
sleep-wake cycles, and energy levels.
Yeah.
I've definitely noticed that I feel more alert.
And focused when I'm working in a well-lit space.
But what about those of us who
Don't have the luxury of a sun-drenched office.
There's got to be a workaround, right?
Absolutely.
Strategic lighting can make a huge difference.
One tip that stood out to me was using a desk lamp.
With adjustable brightness
You can fine-tune the intensity based on the task at hand.
and the time of day
That productivity podcast actually went a step further.
and suggested color-changing bulbs.
I've been experimenting with those myself lately.
And it's amazing how much they can impact my energy levels.
Those are great for mimicking the natural light cycle,
Cooler tones
like blue or white,
during the day can boost alertness,
while warmer tones
like yellow or orange.
can promote relaxation in the evening
It's like fine-tuning the atmosphere.
to match your workflow.
It's like having a sunrise and sunset in your office.
But lighting aside,
Let's talk about the core elements of a home
a
office.
desk and chair.
These are fundamental.
And it's surprising how many people compromise on
These essentials
a spacious desk that suits your workflow.
is crucial.
Do you primarily work with physical documents?
Or are you mostly digital?
Good point.
You've got to tailor the desk to your needs.
I'm mostly digital.
So I need a lot of space for my laptop
Second monitor.
and all my little gadgets.
But I know some people who thrive on a minimalist setup.
With just a laptop and a notebook. And
Exactly.
let's not forget the chair.
A comfortable and ergonomic chair is a must.
For anyone who spends hours at their desk.
I've definitely learned that lesson the hard way.
Remember that time I had to do a whole week of work?
From my couch because I threw my back out.
Not fun.
So ergonomic.
It's not just about comfort.
It's about preventing long-term health issues.
Precisely.
A supportive chair that promotes good posture can prevent
Back pain
neck strain.
and even headaches.
It's about aligning your body correctly to avoid.
Unnecessary stress and strain.
I know we've talked a lot about desks and chairs in the past.
But can you break down what to actually look for?
In an ergonomic chair,
Of course.
look for adjustable features like seat height
Lumbar support.
and armrests
Lumbar support is crucial for maintaining the natural curve,
of your lower back,
and adjustable armrests can help prevent.
shoulder and wrist fatigue
So it's worth investing in a good chair.
that you can adjust to fit your body perfectly.
It's like finding the Goldilocks of chairs.
Not too hard,
Not too soft.
but just right.
But even with the perfect setup,
I think a lot of people struggle with that.
cluttered desk, cluttered mind phenomenon,
Clutter can be a major distraction.
and energy drain.
That's why having enough workspace and storage is so vital.
Even if you prefer a minimalist aesthetic,
Having designated spaces for everything.
can make a huge difference.
Now let's shift gears a bit.
And talk about the tech side of things.
Are listeners really into
Making sure they have the right tools for the job.
and the material they shared?
Highlights computer processing power as a key factor.
If your work involves demanding tasks like
Video editing or graphic design.
having enough processing power can make or break,
Your workflow.
lagging computers can be incredibly frustrating.
And really hinder your productivity.
Totally.
I remember when I tried to edit a video on my old laptop.
It was like watching paint dry.
But even with a powerful computer,
There's one thing that can bring everything to a grinding halt.
unreliable Wi-Fi.
That productivity podcast you mentioned.
Actually had a great tip about this.
They recommended checking your internet speed.
Using an online speed test.
You might be surprised to find that.
You're not getting the speeds you're paying for.
That's so true.
And in today's world of
video calls
and constant connectivity, a strong and stable internet connection is non-negotiable.
But what are some solutions for people who
are stuck with weak Wi-Fi?
There are a few options.
First,
consider contacting your internet provider
to see if they can improve the signal strength.
You can also invest in a Wi-Fi extender.
Or even better,
a mesh Wi-Fi system to create a more robust network
throughout your home.
And for those who need
the most reliable connection possible,
there's always the good old-fashioned Ethernet cable.
It might not be the most aesthetically pleasing solution.
It gets the job done.
It's the gold standard for speed and stability.
Speaking of cables,
we can't forget about cable management.
A tangled mess of cords under your desk can be a real
productivity killer.
Not to mention a tripping hazard.
Oh, tell me about it.
I feel like I'm constantly battling a jungle of wires.
Under my desk.
I swear.
They multiply overnight.
But seriously.
Do you have any tips for keeping those cords in check?
Cable ties and under-desk trays can be lifesavers.
Even labeling your cables can help you keep things organized.
And remember,
a little effort up front can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
It's like taking the time to organize your spices.
Sure, it's an extra step.
But then you're not rummaging through a chaotic cabinet.
Every time you need to find the cumin.
Exactly.
And just like a well-organized space rack.
Makes cooking more enjoyable.
A tidy workspace can make working from home
more pleasant and productive.
So we've covered location,
lighting,
furniture,
and even the tech essentials.
What's next on our deep dive checklist?
Let's talk about monitors.
The material you shared specifically mentioned
the productivity boost of having a second monitor,
especially for laptop users.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh, I am a huge advocate for second monitors.
It's been a total game changer for my workflow.
I'm curious.
How has it impacted your productivity?
Before I got a second monitor,
I was constantly switching between tabs,
resizing windows,
and just generally feeling cramped
on my laptop screen.
But now I can have multiple documents open side by side,
which makes researching and writing so much easier.
It sounds like it's drastically changed how you multitask.
It totally has.
It's like having a bigger digital desk to spread out on.
And speaking of peripherals,
the material you shared also mentioned the importance of
an external keyboard and mouse.
Again, it comes back to ergonomics.
Using a laptop keyboard and trackpad
for extended periods can put a lot of strain
on your wrists and hands.
An external keyboard and mouse allow for a more
natural and comfortable typing position.
Plus, having an external keyboard can help improve your posture.
You can position it at the right height
to keep your wrists straight
and your elbows at a 90-degree angle.
And don't underestimate the benefit of having a mouse
with a comfortable grip.
It can make a world of difference for your hand health,
especially if you're prone to carpal tunnel issues.
So it seems like ergonomics and productivity go hand in hand.
It's not just about making your space look good.
It's about making it work for your body and mind.
Yeah.
It's about creating a workspace that supports your well-being
and helps you do your best work.
But let's be honest.
A perfectly functional office can feel a bit
sterile and impersonal.
What about adding a bit of personality to the space?
That's where the fun begins.
Making your workspace feel inspiring
and reflective of your personality can have a huge impact
on your mood and motivation.
The material you shared mentioned artwork,
plants,
and even motivational quotes.
What are your thoughts on those?
I love all of those ideas.
Artwork can add visual interest and even spark creativity.
Plants bring life and energy into the space.
And motivational quotes can provide a much-needed boost.
On those tough days.
I'm a huge fan of plants.
I have a whole jungle going on in my office.
The material actually specifically called out low-maintenance plants.
Succulents.
Snake plants.
And peace lilies as good options for a home office.
And there's a good reason for that.
These plants are not only visually appealing,
but they're also incredibly resilient.
And don't require a lot of care.
Succulents are so trendy right now.
And I love how many different varieties there are.
Snake plants are practically indestructible.
And peace lilies have such an elegant vibe.
They're all great choices.
Succulents have adapted to arid environments,
so they store water in their leaves,
making them very drought tolerant.
Snake plants are known for their air purifying qualities
and can thrive in low light conditions.
And peace lilies with their graceful white flowers
add a touch of tranquility to any space.
Do you have a favorite office plant?
It's tough to choose just one.
But I have a special fondness for a well-placed monstera.
Their large, dramatic leaves can instantly transform a space.
I love monstos too.
They're like the statement piece of the plant world.
But speaking of transforming spaces,
I think it's time to talk about organization.
Organization.
The foundation of a functional and productive workspace.
I think a lot of people get so caught up in the aesthetics.
But they forget about the importance of keeping things tidy.
But what's the point of a beautiful office?
If it's buried under a mountain of clutter.
You're absolutely right.
A cluttered workspace can be a major distraction.
And a source of stress.
The material you shared emphasized both physical and digital organization.
Which I think is key.
So we're talking about everything from
having a place for all your physical belongings
to keeping your computer, desktop, and files organized.
Exactly.
Let's start with physical organization.
What are some of your favorite storage solutions?
Oh, I'm all about drawer organizers.
They're like little compartments for all the odds and ends
that would otherwise end up in a jumbled mess.
I also love using trays
to corral papers and supplies on my desk.
Those are great strategies.
And don't underestimate the power of labels.
Clearly, labeling your containers allows you to find what you need
quickly and easily,
which saves you time and frustration.
You know, I think a lot of people overlook digital organization.
But as someone who spends hours each day on my computer,
I can attest to how quickly things can get out of control.
Digital clutter is a real phenomenon.
And it can be just as detrimental to productivity
as physical clutter.
It's like having a messy desk in your mind.
That's such a good way to put it.
What are some tips for keeping our digital lives organized?
Start with your desktop.
Aim to keep it as clear as possible.
Only keeping essential files and folders
that you access regularly.
Everything else can be stored in designated folders.
So it's all about creating a digital filing system.
Exactly.
Think of it like organizing your physical files.
You wouldn't just dump all your papers on your desk.
You'd have folders for different categories.
That makes perfect sense.
I've been guilty of having a downloads folder.
That's bursting at the seams.
We've all been there.
But setting aside a few minutes each week
to go through your download
and move files to their appropriate locations
can prevent that overwhelming feeling of digital chaos.
It's like giving your computer a digital detox.
And what about cloud storage?
How does that fit into the picture?
Cloud storage can be a fantastic tool
for digital organization.
It allows you to free up space on your hard drive
and access your files from anywhere
with an internet connection.
That's especially helpful if you work from multiple devices.
Absolutely.
And many cloud storage providers offer features like
automatic backups and file sharing,
which can be incredibly useful.
So it seems like the key to a truly optimized home office
is to strike a balance between the physical and the digital.
I couldn't agree more.
It's about creating a space that
not only looks good and feels good,
but also functions seamlessly.
And that means paying attention to
both the tangible elements of your workspace
and the digital tools and systems you use to get things done.
It's about creating a space that truly supports you and your work.
Exactly.
It's about aligning your physical environment,
your digital tools,
and even your mindset to create a symphony of
productivity and well-being.
I love that analogy.
A symphony of productivity.
It really captures the idea that all these different elements
need to work together harmoniously.
And just like a symphony,
there's room for personal expression and interpretation.
What works for one person may not work for another.
The key is to find what resonates with you
and creates a space that you feel energized
and inspired to work in.
That's such an important point.
It's about making the space your own.
So as we continue this deep dive into the world of home offices,
let's explore some more specific tips and techniques
that can help you create a workspace that's truly tailored
to your needs and preferences.
Stay tuned for more insights and inspiration.
Yeah. You mentioned a symphony of productivity.
And I think that's a great way to think about it.
When it comes to our workspace,
we often focus on the obvious things.
The desk.
The chair.
The technology.
But there are so many subtle elements that can impact
our mood and creativity.
It's like those behind the scenes details that
make a movie truly immersive.
The sound design.
The lighting.
The set decoration.
You might not consciously notice them,
but they have a huge impact on the overall experience.
Exactly.
And one of those often overlooked elements is scent.
Aromatherapy can be a powerful tool for
enhancing our workspace.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've heard about using essential oils for relaxation and sleep,
but never thought about applying it to my
work environment.
Certain scents can actually stimulate the brain
and promote focus and concentration.
For example,
peppermint oil is known for its invigorating properties.
And citrus scents, like lemon and orange,
can boost alertness and energy levels.
So instead of reaching for that extra cup of coffee,
maybe I should try diffusing some lemon oil in my office.
It's definitely worth experimenting with.
You can also try incorporating scents through
candles or even fresh flowers.
Just be mindful of any sensitivities or allergies.
You might have.
Good point.
And speaking of creating a sensory experience,
one of the forum discussions you shared
talked about the importance of sound in a home office.
Sound can be a double-edged sword.
On the one hand,
it can be incredibly distracting.
But on the other hand,
the right kind of sound can actually enhance
focus and productivity.
I've definitely experienced both ends of the spectrum.
When my dog starts barking at squirrels outside my window,
it's game over for my concentration.
But I've also found that listening to certain types of music
can help me get into a flow state.
You're right.
And there's actually a lot of research on the impact of
music on cognitive function.
Some studies have shown that listening to classical music
or nature sounds can improve focus and concentration,
while other genres can be distracting
or even anxiety-inducing.
I've heard of binaural beats and white noise as well.
Do those fall into the same category?
Absolutely.
Binaural beats use specific frequencies to create
a 3D audio effect that can help induce
relaxation or focus,
depending on the frequencies used.
White noise, on the other hand,
is a steady, consistent sound that can mask
distracting noises and create a more calming atmosphere.
So it's all about finding the right auditory backdrop for
your work style and preferences.
It's like creating a personalized soundtrack for your productivity. And just like with scent,
it's worth experimenting to find what works best for you.
You might be surprised at the impact sound can have on
your focus and creativity.
Now let's shift gears a bit
and talk about the psychology of a productive workspace.
One of the articles you shared mentioned the concept of
visual anchors.
Visual anchors are essentially objects or images
that we strategically place in our environment to trigger
thoughts,
feelings,
or behaviors.
So it's like having little reminders or cues that help us
stay focused and motivated.
Precisely.
For example,
you might place a photo of your family on your desk
to remind you of your why.
The reason you work so hard.
Or you might hang up a vision board with images
that represent your goals and aspirations.
I actually have a small whiteboard in my office
where I write down my top priorities for the week.
It helps me stay organized and on track.
That's a great example of a visual anchor.
It's a simple but effective way to keep your goals
front and center.
You can also use visual anchors to trigger positive emotions.
For example,
if you find that certain colors or textures inspire you,
you might incorporate those into your workspace.
I've definitely noticed that I'm drawn to natural elements like
wood plants.
They make me feel more grounded and connected to nature.
That makes sense.
Nature has a calming and restorative effect on many people.
And incorporating natural elements into your workspace can create
a more serene and inviting atmosphere.
So it's not just about creating a space that's
functional and organized.
It's also about creating a space that feels good and inspires us
to do our best work.
Exactly.
It's about nurturing our well-being and tapping into
our inner motivation.
And visual anchors can be a powerful tool for achieving that.
Now, you mentioned earlier that sound can be distracting.
But one of the tips that came up repeatedly
in the material you shared
was the idea of using noise-canceling headphones.
Noise-canceling headphones can be a game changer for
anyone who works in a noisy environment
or simply needs to block out distractions and focus.
I've never tried noise-canceling headphones before,
but I've heard great things about them.
Do they actually completely eliminate all noise?
They won't make you completely deaf to the world around you.
But they can significantly reduce background noise.
Especially constant droning, sounds like.
Traffic or the hum of an air conditioner.
That sounds amazing.
I can imagine how helpful that would be for someone who works
in a busy coffee shop or a co-working space.
Absolutely.
And even if you work from home.
Noise-canceling headphones can be a great way to create
a sense of peace and quiet when you need to concentrate.
I'm definitely going to have to give those a try.
They sound like a worthwhile investment for anyone who values
focus and productivity.
And they can be especially helpful for people who
are sensitive to noise or easily distracted.
It's like creating a sonic sanctuary for your mind.
I love that.
A sonic sanctuary.
Now let's talk about something that's been a recurring theme
throughout this deep dive.
Personalization.
Personalization is key to creating a workspace
that you truly love and feel inspired in.
It's about making the space your own,
reflecting your personality and interests.
And
there are so many ways to personalize your workspace.
We've already talked about
plans
and motivational quotes.
But you can also incorporate personal mementos,
travel souvenirs,
or even just objects that make you happy.
I have a collection of vintage cameras on my bookshelf.
They don't necessarily have anything to do with my work,
but they make me smile every time I see them.
That's perfect.
It's about surrounding yourself with things that
spark joy and creativity.
And don't be afraid to experiment with
different colors
and patterns.
One of the articles you shared mentioned
The Psychology of Color.
It talked about how different colors can evoke different emotions
and affect our mood and productivity.
That's fascinating.
For example,
blue is often associated with calmness and focus,
while green can promote creativity and innovation.
So maybe if I'm feeling stuck on a project,
I should surround myself with some green accents.
It's worth a try.
And remember,
there's no right or wrong answer.
When it comes to personalization,
it's all about creating a space that
feels authentically you.
Now, I know we've touched on this briefly before,
but I want to dive a bit deeper into the concept of
digital organization.
It's something that I personally struggle with.
And I think a lot of our listeners can relate.
Digital clutter can be just as overwhelming as physical clutter,
if not more so.
But the good news is
that there are simple strategies we can implement
to tame the digital chaos.
One of the forum discussions you shared mentioned
the Inbox Zero method.
Is that something you're familiar with?
Yes. Inbox Zero is a popular productivity technique
that focuses on keeping your email inbox empty,
or as close to empty as possible.
I've heard about it.
But I've always been intimidated by the idea of
achieving inbox zero.
It seems like a daunting task.
It can be challenging.
But it's definitely achievable with the right approach.
The key is to process your emails regularly
and make quick decisions about what to do with each one.
So instead of letting emails pile up in my inbox,
I should aim to deal with them as they come in.
Exactly.
There are different ways to process your emails.
You can reply immediately if it's a quick response.
Delegate it to someone else if appropriate.
Archive it if you need to keep it for reference.
Or simply delete it if it's no longer relevant.
I like the idea of having a system for dealing with emails.
It feels more manageable than just
randomly checking my inbox throughout the day.
And there are plenty of tools and apps
that can help you streamline your email management.
You can use filters to automatically sort incoming emails
into different folders,
set up reminders to follow up on important messages,
and even schedule emails to be sent later.
So it's about taking control of our inboxes
instead of letting them control us.
Precisely.
And the same principle applies to
other areas of our digital lives.
We can create systems and routines for managing
our files,
bookmarks,
social media accounts,
even our phone notifications.
I've actually been experimenting with turning off
non-essential notifications on my phone.
It's amazing how much calmer I feel when I'm not
constantly bombarded with pings and alerts.
That's a great step.
And it speaks to the importance of being intentional about
how we consume and interact with technology.
It's about creating boundaries and setting limits
to protect our time and focus.
Exactly.
And just like with physical organization,
digital organization is an ongoing process.
It's not about achieving perfection,
but rather about creating a system that works for you
and helps you stay on top of things.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
From the physical layout of our workspace,
the psychology of productivity,
and even the importance of digital organization.
But as we wrap up this part of our exploration,
I want to circle back to something you said earlier about
creating a symphony of productivity.
It's about recognizing that all these different elements,
our environment,
our tools,
our habits,
and even our mindset,
all play a role in our ability to do our best work.
It's not just about having the perfect desk
or the latest gadgets.
It's about creating a holistic approach to productivity
that takes into account all aspects of our well-being.
And just like a symphony,
it requires a conductor,
someone who can bring all the different elements together
and create a harmonious whole.
And that conductor is you.
I love that analogy.
We are the conductors of our own productivity symphonies.
So as we move into the final part of this deep dive,
let's explore some practical strategies for
fine-tuning our workspace symphonies
and conducting ourselves toward greater focus,
creativity,
and fulfillment.
Stay tuned for more insights and inspiration.
You know, it's amazing
how much we've uncovered in this deep dive.
It's clear that
creating a truly optimized home office is about so much more
than just the physical space.
It's a fascinating exploration, isn't it?
We've delved into
ergonomics,
lighting,
the psychology of color,
even the power of scent and sound.
It really highlights the interconnectedness of our environment
and our well-being.
And you've used this great analogy
of a symphony
with us as the conductors orchestrating
all these different elements.
But even with the most beautifully arranged score,
a conductor needs the right tools
that bring the music to life.
So what are some of the tools and resources
that can help us conduct our own productivity symphonies?
That's a great question.
There are so many fantastic resources available these days,
both online and offline.
One that I often recommend is a
Simple timer.
A timer.
That seems almost too basic.
It might seem that way.
But a timer can be incredibly effective for
managing our time and staying focused.
Have you ever heard of the Pomodoro technique?
Vaguely.
It rings a bell.
But I'm not sure I know the details.
It's a time management method that involves working
in focused bursts,
typically 25 minutes long,
separated by short breaks.
The idea is that
by breaking down our work into manageable chunks,
we can avoid burnout
and maintain a higher level of concentration.
And a timer is essential for keeping track of those intervals.
Exactly.
There are tons of Pomodoro timer apps available.
But even a simple kitchen timer will do the trick.
The key is to commit to the intervals and resist the urge
to multitask or get distracted during those
25-minute focus sessions.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's like setting a mini deadline for yourself to stay on track.
What other tools or resources do you find helpful?
Another tool that I've found incredibly valuable is
a task management app.
There are so many options out there.
From simple to-do list apps
to more robust project management software.
The key is to find one that fits your workflow
and helps you stay organized.
I've tried a few different to-do list apps in the past.
Yeah. But I always seem to abandon them after a while.
What's the secret to actually sticking with?
A task management system.
I think the key is to choose an app
that you actually enjoy using.
And that integrates seamlessly into your daily routine.
It should feel like a helpful assistant.
Not an added burden.
I like that.
It's about finding a system that empowers you.
Not overwhelms you.
Exactly.
And remember,
it's okay to experiment with different apps and methods
until you find what works best for you.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Now, shifting gears a bit.
One of the forum discussions you shared
mentioned the importance of creating a morning routine.
That sets you up for success.
I know a lot of successful entrepreneurs swear by
having a structured morning routine.
Routines can be incredibly powerful,
especially in the morning.
By starting our day with intention,
we set the tone for the hours ahead.
I've always admired people who
seem to effortlessly glide through their mornings,
hitting the gym,
enjoying a leisurely breakfast,
and arriving at work feeling refreshed and energized.
It might seem effortless,
but behind every seemingly effortless routine
is a lot of intention and discipline.
The key is to identify the activities that energize
and inspire you
and incorporate those into your morning ritual.
So instead of hitting the snooze button
and scrolling through social media,
maybe I should try starting my day with
a walk in nature, or a few minutes of meditation.
Those are great ideas.
And remember,
it's about finding what works for you.
Maybe you're a morning workout person.
Or maybe you find that starting your day with
a creative project gets your juices flowing.
The key is to experiment and find what helps you feel your best.
It's about creating a morning routine that feels like
self-care rather than a chore.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to adjust your routine as needed.
Our needs and preferences change over time.
So our routines should evolve with us.
Now, one final thought I had was about community.
Even though we're talking about home offices,
the material you shared hinted at the importance of
connecting with others,
even when working remotely.
That's such an important point.
We are social creatures.
And even the most introverted among us need
some level of human connection.
And when we work from home,
it's easy to feel isolated and disconnected.
I've definitely experienced that myself.
Some days.
The only interaction I have is with my dog.
It's important to be proactive about nurturing our social connections.
Even when working remotely.
That might mean scheduling regular video calls with colleagues.
Joining online communities related to our work.
Or even just making an effort to connect with friends and family.
Outside of work hours.
I love that.
It's a reminder that even though we might be physically alone
in our home offices,
we're not alone in this journey.
Exactly.
And by staying connected with others,
we can tap into a wealth
of support,
inspiration,
and motivation.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of home offices,
I'm feeling incredibly inspired and energized to apply
all these amazing insights.
What's one final piece of advice you'd give to our listeners
as they embark on their own home office optimization journey?
Remember that creating a productive and enjoyable workspace
is an ongoing process,
not a destination.
It's about experimenting,
adjusting,
and continually refining your space and your habits
to support your evolving needs and goals.
And most importantly,
have fun with it.
That's perfect advice.
Don't be afraid to get creative.
Try new things.
And make your home office a reflection of
your unique personality and aspirations.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you found it insightful and empowering.